Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, GoComet is the world's leading freight quote comparison platform used by enterprises to make freight procurement efficient and fast.
Mm-hmm. And they recently received a Series A funding led by Leo Capital alongside SG Innovate and August 1 with the participation from existing investor India Quotient. Well, we'll find out how they're revolutionizing the $40 billion international logistics space.
In Mind Your Business, where we explore the SME sector here, we're speaking to Chitranj Sahai, co-founder and director of GoComet. Thanks for coming today, Chitranj.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me.
First up, tell us the genesis and objectives of GoComet.
We started off over 2 years back. And we started off, you know, how it started was basically, I sold my first company right after college. And after that, I had some money in the bank. So just for fun, we started an export-import business.
And as we look on in envy, okay.
Just for fun.
And in that, I mean, a couple of things that, you know, stood out for me regarding international freight was, one, that it's a large space. And as a large space, there is a lot of this real $1 trillion moving in this space globally. And second, this business, in fact, globally was untouched by technology. It was very opaque and there were a lot of lacuna we could see in terms of, you know, building technology in this space. So these were initial thoughts that, you know, led us to, you know, building something in international freight as a space.
That's always been the issue, though, with the industry.
Actually, yes.
For some reason, very resistant
very
to disruption.
Resistant, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And globally, if you look at, you know, every industry has, you know, it's a service-driven industry. So at one end of the industry is basically export-import companies. So somebody like your, you know, large conglomerates which are exporting-importing. On the other end, you have freight forwarding companies, shipping lines who are supporting logistics services. So what our focus suddenly stood towards, you know, doing some things for these enterprises.
Yeah.
Where we saw that, you know, they felt two problems because of lack of digitization per se in the space. One was, you know, are we negotiating the right cost in terms of freight? Mm-hmm. Freight is an important component. It's basically around 5% of the export value on an aggregate level.
Yep.
And second, logistics, because, you know, it's fundamentally means moving things, right?
Yeah.
And international logistics has very, very high transit times. So any kind of errors or delays into management would impact their cash flow significantly. And second was a larger pertinent problem. So that's where we thought that we'll do something for the enterprises in this space as a logistics resource management, which we technically are, and as a software and a technology company.
Mm-hmm. So we mentioned not the most glamorous of industries, you know.
Yeah.
Talk us through your journey.
So, yeah, you're right. It is not. but, you know, it's like blue ocean out there when it comes to logistics. And one of my angel investors always told me that, you know, in logistics, money flows like blood. Yeah. And he's like, he used to always say that, you know, there's a lot of innovation that can be done with logistics. And yeah, it is not glamorous. And that is why there's very few technology companies and startups that are out there which are building cutting-edge technology. And that is what creates the room for innovation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us, how does GoComet actually work?
Yeah. So basically, we are a logistics resource management software. I'll tell you very simply the problem statement that we solve. So let's say you're an export-import company at a substantial scale, like at, say, the Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 companies. Now, right now, in a lot of these companies, what we have seen is their entire process of procurement of freight. That means, what is the freight cost that we look at? It's all done offline. It's all done by freight forwarding companies, and they're negotiating on phone calls. And once a shipment
is... And paper
is,
and pen?
Yeah. Not
so bad.
But
okay,
it's
okay,
on
okay.
phone
Excel
calls,
spreadsheet.
WhatsApp.
Okay.
These, it's still Excels, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then once the cargo is confirmed, then the management, again, it's all very, very manual. It's you have to take up follow-ups where your cargo is and so on and so forth. So again, as I told you, so we basically provide a software to this export-import company on which they can onboard all their existing freight forwarding companies, shipping lines, and create auctions on it. And using our proprietary auction mechanism, they are able to straight away reduce up to 10-15% of their freight costs. Straightforward. And on top, we have a state-of-the-art tracking system through which they can immediately understand how their expectation of cargo that is being reached, and they can, you know, the cargo, it basically is an error management system. Whenever any kind of cargo is getting delayed, the platform gives them alerts. So these are the things that we deliver. And again, focusing on two problems. One is, are we negotiating the right freight, helping them negotiate a sharper freight? And second, helping them in the management of their international shipments and impacting their cash flows.
Was it challenging getting buy-in from people?
Yes, really.
Oh, tell us about that.
So, you're right, because, you know, we started from India. Indians are a little tougher to move...
To convince
in terms of technology, yes.
Okay.
So... And plus also, you know, there's not much startups out there, right, in this space.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but again, one would think you have the first mover advantage then. And what you're espousing, 10-15% of cost saving, should sell itself, right?
It should not, because it's not easy, because, you know, software is actually a concept. I mean, I'm not giving a mobile phone here that,
yes,
you know, saying that, okay, you take this mobile phone and you do this, right?
Yeah.
Software is a concept. So it's still conceptual when you're pitching it. And since they've never done something what we do, it's like, okay,
there's
why
no
will this
precedence.
Work?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no precedence, right?
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Initially, it was harder to convince people because, you know, again, there was no startups out there. They have not done much. And, you know, people are typically the people who are working, especially in India, they have this barrier, right? That, okay, why to go to technology and all that.
Right.
Right. So it became tougher. But now, as we have gone forward, it's been over 2 years, close to three now, and we've had some very successful customer wins. And that has kind of made us what we are. And it's all because of them.
Need that testimonial thing. Yeah.
Maybe you could tell us a bit about your operating and business models.
Yeah. So basically, we are a very simple business. We are, as a software company, we basically charge recurring revenue from customers that we work with. So the export-import company to whom we provide the software, they pay us recurring revenue, annual recurring revenue for the software services that we give to them.
So subscription-based,
It's a subscription-based,
yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations in order. You just received your Series A funding. What will the funding be used for?
So first of all, as a technology business, the most important thing is hiring talent.
Mm-mm.
So we are the first thing.
Feels like across the board for any industry, really, hiring the talent.
Yeah, right. But yeah, the first thing, so we are hiring. We are always looking for really good talent, especially, you know, cutting-edge. We have to build cutting-edge technology to provide to our customers. And we have to stay at the forefront of whatever this industry is about to offer, right? So we are always, the most important part is basically hiring talent. And yes, some part of it will be also used to, you know, procure, you know, do some sort of marketing and business expansion internationally.
Mm-hmm. And what are the current challenges that you have right now, and how are they being tackled?
Current challenges are, you know, first, yes, I mean, coming back from the previous question that, you know, it's still the industry is a little outdated, right? So it's still being run the way it was being run in the past 20th century.
Right.
So the first challenge is to convince, you know, people that they should really go forward, right? So now it's being tackled because our now customers and the wins that we have speak volumes. Honestly, that's the, and plus coming in this round, you know, an investor.
That's
from
still the only way, the testimonial
is,
way.
Yeah, that's the most important way. It's an enterprise SaaS, right? So that is one of the biggest ways. Second, yes, with backing from such eminent VCs also speaks its volumes. Second would be, so first is this, you know, convincing people. Second is technology is not that easy to build, right? I mean, you know, there are a lot of algorithms that have to be made, and, you know, that is why, and we have to always and always improve them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our customers receive better and better value as the product expands, right? And as they go forward with us.
And of course, keeping the systems robust.
Keeping the systems robust.
Privacy issues, etc.
Yeah, so all those things are there. Yeah, so these are really important challenges. Yeah.
How would you describe the state of Singapore's logistic management sector then? Pretty nascent as well?
It is. I mean, it's definitely better than the other emerging markets that we... I mean, Singapore is a developed country, so it's much better than India, Thailand, and all these places. And people are more open to technology as compared to other places. But also, because Singapore has all the large corporate headquarters, right? It is very hard to get into those accounts.
Mm.
Honestly, you know, very candid, I can tell you that it's hard because the decision-making is complex and these are very large conglomerates that we have here.
Mm.
So it's harder to get into those accounts, but people in general are more pro-technology here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also one very interesting thing is that here I really love to, you know, interact with customers is because they challenge us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently, I mean, one of the supply chain heads of a very, very large conglomerate, he basically posed some very interesting challenges for us as a company. So, you know, working with especially companies which are based out of Singapore actually will take us into a better direction.
Okay.
Well, what are your expansion plans for GoComet?
So we are now really aggressively moving. So we have offices in India, Singapore, and Thailand. And we are now also aggressively moving to other parts of Southeast Asia, like Malaysia, Vietnam, and also Middle East now. So in the next, you know, 6 months to 1 year, we will certainly have customer base and presence across all these key strategic locations. So
what are you going to do about talent? You just said it was challenging and you're expanding to all these places.
So expand first, hire talent.
Do first, talk later. I like it. Chitransh Sahai, co-founder and director of GoComet, a freight quote comparison platform. You can find them at gocomet.in. That's GoComet.in. Chitransh, it's been a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.